Shalom Chavarim. Hello, friends. I'm Crystal Lisenby, and on behalf of Messianic Ministry to Israel, I welcome you to our radio program. Messianic Ministry to Israel is a mission board that began in June 1944, the same month as D-Day and the Allied invasion of Normandy. MMI's purpose was to take the gospel of Yeshua to the Jewish people who were fleeing Nazi-occupied Europe and what came to be called the Holocaust. The biblical mandate of missions and the protocol of biblical missions is in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth, Acts 1:8. And Romans 1:16 says, the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. I invite you to take these next few minutes to join us here on 88.9 FM Moody Radio as my husband, Reggie Lisenby, helps us discover Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, our Jewish roots and Messianic faith in Yeshua, and to inform you of the current events that are taking place in God's backyard, the Holy Land of Israel. At the end of the program, I will share with you how you can support Hebrew Christian believers living in Israel who are representatives of Messianic Ministry to Israel.
Just heard a shofar horn, a trumpet, a biblical trumpet, and that shofar is from Jerusalem. I bought that back in 1991. That was me blowing it during the High Holy Days, and we just came out of those days. It began with Yom Teruah, or the Feast of Trumpets, and then 10 days later, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then 5 days after that is the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. The ancient shofar horn was often blown for many reasons, one in particular, to warn the nation of Israel of impending attack, impending danger. And so the shofar horn was the alarm to prepare for war, prepare for battle, prepare for an invasion. And we might sound the shofar horn around the world today with all that's going on. We recall that Yeshua said that in the last days, they will be like the days of Noah. Enoch, or his Hebrew name, Chanuk, was the son of Jared. And Enoch was the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Adam. Enoch was the father of the oldest man ever to live, Methuselah. And Enoch was the great-grandfather of Noah. Enoch was also one of only two men who lived and went to heaven alive. And that was Elijah and Enoch. Enoch is considered Superman by the ancient Jewish sages. After all, he was the only human that while walking with Elohim, walking with God, he was snatched, he was raptured to heaven. Jewish writings assign Enoch to be the angel of the Lord, and that's quite something. The one who appears in the Holy Scriptures almost as God himself. His scroll, that is 1 Enoch, exists in full in Ethiopic, which was translated from Greek in the 4th century AD. Myriad fragments of Enoch in the original Aramaic were found at Qumran with other Dead Sea Scrolls. The Qumranians, or the Essenes, whichever they were, or perhaps they were two groups, two communities, they considered First Enoch to be scripture, as did a few early Christians, although these altered his writings. In particular, they altered the Book of Giants, which was canonized by the Manichaeans in the 3rd century. First Enoch is a notable apocalyptic work, a genre similar to Daniel in the Tanakh, which is an acrostic for the Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, and a genre similar to the apocalypse of Yeshua that we call the Book of Revelation in the New Testament. The Book of Kanok, or the Book of Enoch, is divided into parts. The Watchers, Legends, Astronomy, Dreams, and Prophecies. The earliest apocalypse ever written are the Watchers and Astronomy, two chapters in this book called Enoch. Apocalyptic genre is said to have evolved from the writings of Enoch. That is, his writings were the first apocalyptic literature. That is something. And the last day's earthquake motif described by Ezekiel in chapter 38, Joel in chapter 2 and chapter 4, Zechariah in chapter 14, and the New Testament books, that began in the Book of Enoch. Also, the last day's chaos motif, prophesied by Isaiah 24, concerning the mountains being laid low, that began with Enoch, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. The elect motif, the elect theme, or belief that God's people, the elect, are to escape God's wrath, that he's going to pour out upon wicked society in the last days, that began with Enoch, in particular, 1 Enoch 1:19. There was even an Enochic Judaism, which challenged the corrupt temple cult and rituals, and even some of rabbinic Judaism, much like the Essenes, who escaped the corruption of religious Jerusalem by living as separatists in the community down at the Dead Sea. Some even think that Yohanan the Immerser, or John the Baptist we call him, came from this separatist sect. Evolving rabbinic Judaism, which was later a colossal adversary to Yeshua, and one of its leaders, Ben Sirach, in retaliation against Enochic Judaism, and their priority reason was because Enochic Judaism believed in a literal devil, and Enochic Judaism believed in evil spirits that incite humans to sin, as in the days prior to and during the days of Noah. So rabbinic Judaism reacted to that. They held no such belief, nor do they believe in original sin, or that bad angels or demons can infuse man to sin. But rather, rabbinic Judaism believes that every man, every woman, every person has yetzer hara, that is, bad inclinations, and yetzer hatov, and good inclinations. Rabbinic Judaism taught that every person is responsible to control their own lust and their own inclinations, and that no covenant has been made by God with man as a means to salvation. Every man must save himself by obedience to the Torah. Now, that's rabbinic Judaism. However, Enochic Judaism challenged their beliefs. And Enochic Judaism did believe in this good versus evil, the sons of light and the sons of darkness. As for the supremacy of the Book of Enoch, Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, perhaps quotes Enoch, since Enoch came before Noah. And let me read that for us, Genesis 6, 1-4. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of Haaretz, the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the B'nai Elohim, the sons of God, saw the daughters of Adam, the daughters of Adam, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Then the Lord said, "My Ruach, my spirit, will not always strive with man forever, because he's also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of Adam, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown." Now, that, of course, is the writings of Moshe, inspired by the Lord, inspired by God, writing the book Bereshit, we call Genesis. But, of course, Moshe comes much later in history, after Enoch. We recall the descent of Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, and Enoch. Enoch is the seventh from Adam. From Enoch is Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. So Noah comes much later, and perhaps then Noah was inspired by the Lord to quote Enoch verbatim. Also, Enoch presents the evolution, if we can use that word, of Satan or Satan, which describes the intermarriage of 200 angels with human women, and the teaching of magic and astrology by the Watchers, which was another colossal reason these beings could not cross back over into the realm of heaven after they had defected. They had committed apostasy, for which there's no forgiveness, then or today. And many believe that angelic beings may still be crossing over into the human domain even today to dwell among us in order to both fulfill their lust and further corrupt the human DNA. This time to corrupt the wombs of women bearing the elect, the remnant of God, the messianic remnant of Yeshua. The Book of Enoch is the most notable apocalyptic work outside the sacred Holy Scriptures. Enoch, like Yeshua, and like Yohanan, John on Patmos, who scribed the Apocalypse or the Revelation, and like the first Kehillah, the first church, and like the first, we call them church fathers, all of these despaired of any hope for this present world where evil triumphs and the godly are marginalized and often persecuted. We should not be surprised today of what's happening in our world. They recognize, and so should we, that there's no remedy for the world which lies under the wrath of God except saving faith in Yeshua and citizenship in his heavenly and future earthly kingdom. And in the end, Yeshua will make all things right in this new world order. Now, as we've said, only two men in the Holy Scriptures lived and went to God alive. Canuck, or Enoch was his name, and Eliah, whom we call Elijah, both prophets to their dispensation. Both Enoch and Eliah were the image of God, the image of Elohim, to their world, and both heralded a message of coming judgment, and then both were translated. We can think of being beamed up. They did not encounter the satanic experience of death. Enoch was so intimate with God that he walked as God. He was God, in a sense, to his world until God took him. Copies of the Scroll of Enoch survived the Great Flood, were carried on board the ark by Noah or one of his sons, and when the families populated the new earth, copies of Enoch's scroll was passed through Shem's posterity, survived the movement of the people of the earth traveling east to Shinar, to Babel, to Babylon, and its contents were perhaps the impetus what motivated people to build the ziggurat, which was a cosmological museum, a planetarium. The writings of Enoch were preserved in the academies of Egypt where Moses studied, and there were some of the spoils taken by Israel out of Mizraim, or out of Egypt, when they made the Exodus. The Book of Enoch existed in Hebrew 1,000 years after Israel's Exodus and appeared in Ethiopia during the reign of Manasseh of Judah, about 695 BC. The Ethiopian Philoset Jews translated the Book of Enoch into the tongue of Ge'ez, and Greek and Aramaic versions were also made and survived. One academic view suggests that the Book of Enoch was written by a slightly demented religious fanatic about 200 to 300 BC, but this view can be disputed due to Enoch's inference to the days of Noah, his description of the watchers and the angels, his potently accurate prophecies, the scrutiny and opinion of ancient Jews who included his book in their Apocrypha, and most important, Judah or Jude, the brother of Yeshua, the brother of Jesus, included Enoch's prophecy in his inspired, inerrant, infallible book of the New Testament that we call Jude. Enoch wrote much of his scroll to his son Methuselah, whom we call Methuselah, whose birth was the impetus of Enoch's walking with God. Something about Methuselah inspired dad, Enoch, to walk with God. Enoch told his son to gather the siblings to hear what is going to happen on the earth in the last days. And Methuselah went and retrieved his siblings to come hear Father Enoch tell prophecy. Enoch also described his vision into hell so horrific that he could not weep, but only mourn and grieve. Methuselah, in turn, tells his grandson, Noah, what Jehovah gave him, and that he will comfort the earth in the last days after great tribulation. So Jude quoting Enoch gives the Book of Enoch top billing among scrolls outside the Holy Scriptures, at least worthy of a read and study and to know. Enoch lived 365 years, and then he was no more. The Hebrew says God took him. And his rapture, that is Enoch's rapture, is one of 8 raptures spoken of in the Holy Scriptures. And they're all in my book called A Book Called Enoch. Before his aliyah to heaven, Kanuk, who was a seer, prophesied of the Holy One who was coming, and with him were coming tens of thousands of saints to execute judgment. And this is the prophecy that Jude, or Judah, the brother of Yeshua, was inspired to borrow and include in the book of Jude. In Enoch's book, he lists not 2, but 7 archangels who are coming with the Lord: Uriel, Raphael, Raquel, Michael, Saraguel, Gavriel, and Remiel. Enoch reveals the order of God's creation, the portals of the sun and the moon, the orbit of the stars, stars falling out of orbit in the last days because of some sinister influence of HaSatan, or the Satan, that is in Hebrew, the adversary. Enoch tells of the angelic mutiny against God. He speaks of Samyazah, the leader of the Watchers who defected from heaven to marry human women, to corrupt the Adamic race, and both the Septuagint and Flavius Josephus, the famous Jewish historian, they both agree with Enoch that these were sons of God, these were angelic beings that left their habitation, crossed over to cohabit with human women, and this Samyazah, though he was not the devil, perhaps he is the Abaddon, which is the Hebrew word, or Apollyon, the Greek word spoken of in Revelation chapter 9, who, by the way, presently is bound in chains, but is to be released in the last days with other chained angels. Now, all of that is in my book called A Book Called Enoch. Finally, 200 angels descended on the Golan Heights on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared prior to the flood. They swore loyalty to the defilement of themselves with human women, and it was Enoch to whom they went afterward when they wished to repent, but God hushed the prayer of Enoch. They could not return, and they would not be forgiven. The Apostle Kepha, Petros, we call him Peter, speaks of this in his second Igoret, his second letter. I'm reading chapter 2, verse 4. For if Elohim did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment. Now, in the same context, he continues, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. And again, the book of Jude, I'm reading verse 6. But angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode, he has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. In my book, A Book Called Enoch, I have included the Ethiopic version of Enoch translated into English. I share about the man Kanok, the man Enoch, the history of the book, and then the chapters of First Enoch: Watchers, Legends, Astronomy, Dreams, and Prophecies. And then I give a conclusion of other writings the Holy Scriptures reference, and those important books outside the Bible, even though they're not canonical, they are very important in knowing the Holy Scriptures the Lord has given us. And I want you to have a copy of my book called A Book Called Enoch. A man walked with God, angels fell with Satan, stars proclaimed the gospel, dreams revealed the Messiah, and prophecies foretold the times. And I want you to have a copy because we are living in the days of Noah, and we need to be warned by God's shofar horn.
Program is a production of Messianic Ministry to Israel in partnership with 88.9 FM Moody Radio Chattanooga. If you are blessed by the biblical content we share each week, would you please consider giving a gift of support to our mission board? Messianic Ministry to Israel is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and your gift will help cover the necessary expenses associated with this broadcast and help keep our program on the air. You can give securely at our website, www.mmisrael.org, or you may call 423-855-4818. That's 423-855-4818. Also, would you let us know that you listen to our program each week? That would be very encouraging to us. Thank you very much for praying for Messianic Ministry to Israel, and thank you for your generous gift of support. Shalom Bayit. Peace to your house.
Thank you for listening to Messianic Ministry to Israel, a mission board since 1944. Learn more about our ministry at mmisrael.org.